right, we are on the dot with 6 o'clock. I think we're ready to go.
Recording in progress.
Well, welcome. We'll call to order the regular session of the City Council of the City of Atascadero. And I will ask Councilmember Bourbeau to lead us in a pledge to the flag.
Please stand and join me in saluting our nation's flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Bourbeau?
Here.
Councilmember Newsom?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Funk?
Here.
Mayor Moreno?
Here. And Councilmember Darris has an approved absence.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, for those of you attending in person, welcome. And if you are listening in one of the many ways that you can virtually, we welcome you tonight. If you would like to speak by phone during the time set aside for community forum or for any item on the agenda, let me go ahead and give you that phone number. It is area code 669-900-6833. Once again, 669-900-6833. And when you call, you'll use the following meeting ID, 889-2347-9018. Again, 889-2347-9018. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
Also move.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Bourbeau, a second by Mayor Pro Tem Funk. We will waive the reading in full of all ordinances appearing on this agenda, and the titles of the ordinances will be read aloud by the city clerk at the first reading after the motion and before the city council votes. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Bourbeau?
Yes.
Councilmember Newsom?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Funk?
Yes.
Mayor Moreno?
Yes, ma'am.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Next is the consent calendar. Consent contains items that are considered to be routine and non-controversial by city staff and can be voted in one motion unless there's a member of the public or a member of the council wishing to pull an item. So I will look to my fellow council members. Not seeing anyone publicly. Let's see, I'm going to go over to the attendees on the Zoom screen here if there's anyone wishing to pull an item. I'm not seeing anyone here publicly, so I will bring it back and ask for a motion.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Bourbeau, a second by Mayor Pro Tem Funk. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Bourbeau?
Yes.
Councilmember Newsom?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Funk?
Yes.
Mayor Moreno?
Yes, ma'am.
Motion passes.
Thank you. We're on to updates from our city manager, Mr. Lewis.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council. I do have several. It's a busy time of year, all good stuff. Before we get into the holiday season and talk about all the good things, I do want to talk about the last 2 weeks from a perspective of a major event in our city, the Fall Festival. It was a great time, the third annual festival, plus the amount of road improvements that have been made around City Hall and downtown prior to the holiday season, as we suggested. You can see some photos up above from some of the great highlights. We notably had a three-day Fall Fest, great music, great rides, entertainment for families, and then we enjoyed a very successful event for Echo at the Turkey Trot around Atascadero Lake. You can see that there. They raised $90,000, which is just tremendous. I'm so grateful our community is so generous. We hope everyone took time to enjoy this time of year with festivities and spend quality time with family and friends. And I'm very thankful for our community and our great staff. And I know many of them were able to rest. I checked in with them on Monday and was grateful they had a good observance. Road work continues in the city. Let me share with what we're headed on the downtown paving project. So we'll be working on Lewis Avenue in East Mall. The harder portions of that work were done while school was out, the cutouts and the digouts. And so sidewalk access will remain open. We'll be working on those this week, and then demolition and construction will take place for three curb ramps at Traffic Way and Lewis Avenue. Not associated with the downtown paving project, just that we have enough going on. We thought we'd throw in a gas company line replacement on Palma Avenue between Rosario and Traffic Way this week, and in an alley between the Carlton parking lot and Palma. So no park areas will be in effect through November 29th on Traffic Way between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., but the Carlton parking lot will remain open at all times. Next week, work will continue on three of the curb ramps at Traffic Way and Lewis Avenue, and the gas company will continue to work on the main line on Palma between Rosario and Traffic Way. For the broadband work, this week utility work continues on Lewis Avenue from East Mall to Capistrano, and traffic way from Lewis to El Camino Real. I was sharing it's nice to see that the broadband work is just ahead of our paving work. So we're working with these projects to make sure we're not tearing up a new street. That's important to note. And that's just part of the coordination of this. I really appreciate the community's patience. We have three things going on right now that we're trying to organize, and we had committed to being out of the retail areas before the holidays, and we are. So I'm grateful we could do that. Really appreciate everyone's cooperation during this period. This is progress. Progress can be hard, but we will have a newly paved downtown that's connected for the future, and that's terrific. We will continue to work closely with everyone to schedule work through downtown. We do have our webpage updates weekly at atascadero.org downtown paving, and so make sure you're checking that. We keep this current. I think there's a map of that up on the screen. Ribbon cutting announcement. So as if paving and broadband aren't exciting enough, we have some major ribbon cuttings. I just drove the bridges today. They look terrific. They are functional. And so we are excited to announce that both Santa Lucia Bridge and Via Avenue Bridge are ready to be officially opened by you. So the official ribbon cutting for the Santa Lucia Bridge will be this Saturday at 8:30 a.m. We really encourage neighbors to come out and celebrate this bridge and investment in their neighborhood with each of you council members. We will have some coffee and refreshments, so it'd be just great for people to come out and for you to meet them and see that wonderful new bridge. It was functioning great today. And the Santa Lucia Bridge project replaced a bridge built in 1926 with a new 75-foot-long, 36-foot-wide, single-span, cast-in-place post-tensioned. That's impressive there, Nick. A concrete slab bridge. The old bridge was identified in 05 as needing replacement. An application was made to the federal government for the bridge rehabilitation program, and it was covered 100%. So that's just terrific. Immediately following that, because that's not enough of a ribbon cutting, the council is going to head over to Atascadero Lake for the ribbon cutting, announcing completion of the new Atascadero Lake Pier and Pathway. And that's just a really neat experience walking out on the pier. It doesn't seem that far, but you get out on it and see the lake from a different perspective, and it's really enjoyable. And so I think that'll be a nice amenity for our community. Two ribbon cuttings, paving, broadband aren't enough. We don't settle for that. We will also cut a ribbon on Via Avenue Bridge on Wednesday, December 6th at 12:45. Please come out and visit with the City Council as they officially open the Via Avenue Bridge. This replaced a bridge built in 1948. It was a steel truss repurposed bridge used in Europe during World War II. Go figure that. With a new 74-foot-long, 48.5-foot-wide, single-span, cast-in-place, post-tension bridge. The bridge has been built on a curved alignment. This is really important, and I think that's neat design to accommodate the flow of through traffic with 12-foot lanes, 8-foot shoulders, and a sidewalk on the western edge. So much better connectivity. And that also was covered at 88.5%, so terrific. Okay, events now. So those are the ribbon cuttings. We have events starting this Friday with Light Up the Downtown. It was really neat to see staff hanging garland and the wreath today and the tree, and those will be lit by the mayor and council on Friday, December 1st at 5:30 in the downtown as we begin the holiday season here in the Sunken Gardens. With the annual countdown, I believe the tree lighting is actually at 6, and that'll be really fun. We'll have holiday musical performances by the Fine Arts Academy Honor Choir and the community band. We'll have the countdown at 6 o'clock to light up City Hall with all of you. And then we will also have Santa and Miss Claus, I understand, are making a special visit to Atascadero. So for the children, that will be very exciting. And I confirmed that Santa is going to come here. And so that's really, really cool to have Santa here. There'll also be complimentary horse-drawn hay rides and free hot chocolate from Lighthouse Coffee. So a great way to kick off the holiday season, and our community got Santa, so that's pretty cool. We really thank our sponsors, Barley and Boar Brew House, for being the presenting sponsor, Coastal Communities Physician Network for being a supporting sponsor, Five Star Rain Gutters, and Waste Management as friend supporters. That same night, if that isn't exciting enough, the Chamber of Commerce will be doing the annual holiday sip and shop. This is a great time to enjoy our amazing stores downtown. We have 15-plus participating businesses. You can buy tickets at atascadochamber.org. There will be adult beverages available from 15-plus participating businesses with your ticket. Businesses will be decorated, staying up late. This is a great time to knock out your holiday shopping and then get something to eat. The next day, if you didn't have enough Atascadero fun on the 1st, we have a couple more things for you to do. On December 2nd, we have brought back the Special Olympics versus the Police Department basketball game at the Colony Park Community Center. Thank you, Chief Allen, for your leadership in this. And this is just a great time to watch some great athletes play our police officers. You make a small donation at the door, and there's some hot dogs and potato chips available afterwards. My bet is on the Special Olympics team. Sorry, Chief. But that'll be a great afternoon. And then from there, you can head over to the musical holiday walk around the lake beginning at 5:30 on December 2nd. There'll be caroling, holiday spirit. A number of community groups will be having refreshments, music, holiday decorations as you stroll around the lake. The zoo is open, and I also believe we might have Santa coming back to Atascadero for that. Good thing he has some good transportation in the sky. And so this is great, brought to us by Atascadero Lake Neighborhood Association. And the council will be handing out cookies and cider, thank you, as you meet members of our community. And then on December 8th, if you aren't wintered enough out because this is so fun, Winter Wonderland will be here from 5 to 9 in downtown Atascadero. So we'll have the snow pile and the massive snow slide built by Kiwanis. I enjoy doing that every year myself with my team there and enjoying community entertainment at City Hall with the high school cheer team, high school, middle school, and high school choirs, many, many other performances that'll be absolutely terrific. And then finally, we have a holiday magic at Charles Paddock Zoo on Saturday, December 16th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The zookeepers will be preparing gifts for the animals for them to enjoy and to open, and then we'll have some strolling music as well. So it'll be a great day. That concludes my report. I'm sorry it was lengthy, but what a vibrant community we have with so much to do for our families. Thank you.
No need to apologize. That is a lot of exciting stuff going on. All right, any questions? Councilmember Borba.
Two questions. As you mentioned, I mean, very busy, and thanks to Public Works for all of the great projects that are getting done. But I was going to ask about the Del Rio Bridge, the 101 approaches. I know that's in the works as well. It's just one that I actually get asked about fairly often, and I know it's in the works, so just looking for an update.
Sure. We are working on that. Deputy Director Pigeon is actually spearheading that, and he does have a series of six or seven contractors lined up. He's got to coordinate all of them. We're just waiting on Caltrans right now, so we're hoping that'll occur in the next couple weeks. So it is kind of a process, and is a little annoying that we have to get Caltrans permission to fix a road that we're responsible for, but that's the rules we play by. So that's it. Yeah, we've submitted everything to Caltrans, so we're just waiting to hear back from them. Great. So it's been in their hands for a couple weeks now.
Okay. Thank you for the update. Yep. Also, you mentioned all of the holiday related things. Are we doing the Christmas tree lighting contest around town? No. Okay. Got it. Thank you. Thanks.
I have to say that picture of Via Avenue Bridge, I don't even recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
And I take that thing every week, several times a week, and so I'm really looking forward to that being open and usable. But yeah, just those pictures, incredible. So yeah, a lot on your plate these last several, well, gosh, all year, really. Mm-hmm. When is anything not on Public Works' plate? But good job. All right, we're going to move on to community forum. This is the portion of our agenda that is reserved for persons who are wishing to address the council on something that is not on our agenda this evening, but over which we have jurisdiction. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, and we set aside up to a total of 30 minutes for community forum. If you would like to speak, we ask that you would state your name for the record, and we'll have a timer going just for your information. With that, I'm not seeing anyone here in person, but on the webinar, if you'd like to speak, please go ahead and raise your hand. I'm seeing a few of you in there. I'm assuming somebody wants to speak. Oh, come on, Mr. Oslin, don't tease us. I have this feeling that you're like, I can't get to the computer, and you're there, and you want to press the raise hand button, but you can't reach it. All right, quite possibly not. So kind of going once, going twice. Anyone on the phone, Luke? No? And no connectivity issues that we would know of that could be preventing? All right. Well, if somehow a hand raises later because there was a technology issue, we will open back up. So we'll go ahead and close community forum. And anyone wishing to address the council at any time or have any issues that you want to bring forward, you can always bring to us via email. Also contact the city clerk. We are here to listen to you, know what's going on, if there are issues that we need to be informed of, or information that you need, we want you to reach out. All right, we have no public hearings this evening, so we're going to move on to our one management report, which is the Integrated Waste Management Authority 2023 County Joinder Amendment to Second Amended and Restated Joint Powers Authority. And I will turn this over to Ryan Betts.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Wait for the rest of the City Council. Wait for the presentation. My name is Ryan Betts. I'm the Public Works Analyst, and we'll just wait a second until it gets loaded. Just a brief presentation for Council's enjoyment. Tonight, staff's here to present before you the Integrated Waste Management Authority County Joinder Amendment to the Second Amended and Restated Joint Powers Agreement. That is a mouthful, but just let's go by way of background. The IWMA was originally formed in 1994 as a joint powers authority and enabled its members, which included the county, the seven cities, and the community service districts at the time, to form and dedicate resources to help kind of navigate through state regulations related to solid recycling waste at the time, later certainly organics. Approximately in 2021, the county decided to leave the IWMA and form their own department within the county to kind of take care of some of what IWMA had historically done. IWMA typically takes care for all this, its member agencies, approximately 40 programs that kind of have a variety of functions, primarily for monitoring and reporting back to the state on how the individual agencies are complying with current state regulations. They do a number of education and outreach efforts, hazardous household hazardous waste, electronic waste, and so forth. But essentially, all the members rely heavily on IWMA to help guide them through all the regulations from the state. So flash forward to October 2021, the county decides to leave IWMA. Less than 2 years later, in June of this year, the county appoints an ad hoc committee to revisit potentially joining back into the IWMA as a member. As recently as early October, the IWMA board worked together and approved a path forward for the county to rejoin IWMA. Later on in October, the county actually approves the Second Amended and Restated Joint Powers Agreement before you tonight. So what's happening right now, all the other member agencies of IWMA are tasked with going before their elected officials with this same agreement that's been discussed both at the IWMA board and at the county. Review that resolution and recommend to council to allow the county to essentially come back into IWMA. Just a couple highlights from the actual joinder agreement or the amendment. It does allow the county to rejoin the JPA with IWMA. And here's one of the biggest changes. Previously, under the JPA, the county, I believe, had 5 voting seats. As proposed before you tonight, that is reduced down to 1 seat and 1 vote. It also allows the IWMA board to move the election of its officers to the beginning of the year. That's a little bit more of a scheduling thing, primarily compared to bullet number one. If a majority of the members do decide to allow the county to rejoin IWMA, IWMA will pick up the same type of responsibilities that it provides all these other member agencies: capacity planning, monitoring, reporting, outreach, certainly with SB 1383, those kind of important endeavors that IWMA already takes care of for their member agencies. Revenue-wise, they would incorporate the same revenue source as most cities and the CSDs do right now to pay for some of IWMA's operating, which includes ratepayers through the haulers, tipping fees, and whatnot. So it would be the same percentage, if you will, as the member agencies that are currently part of IWMA. And with that, the recommendation before tonight is for council to adopt the draft resolution to approve the 2023 County Joinder Agreement to Second Amended and Restated Joint Powers Agreement of the Integrated Waste Management Authority and take such additional related action that may be desirable. And staff is ready for any questions from council.
Thank you, Mr. Betts. And as you were talking about the county coming back and the 4.4%, so just to confirm that with the county coming back and those ratepayers being responsible for that portion, there's no extra burden on any of the cities that are currently in the IWMA.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, thank you. That's what I thought. I wanted to confirm that. What I'd like to do is just ask our resident expert in all things waste, who has bit off a lot more than he could than he knew he'd be needing to chew over the last several years, and see if there's anything that our representative to IWMA, Councilmember Borbeau, has.
Thank you, Mayor. I would just add a couple of things to what Ryan Betts said. One would be in regard to the fiscal impact, and Mayor, you asked about the 4.4% rate. As you know, originally it was 5.4, and this year the IWMA board was able to reduce that rate to 4.4%. And while there's no direct fiscal impact of this, I would hope and would expect, although no guarantees, that with the county's participation and some further economy of scale, that next year we might even be able to reduce that rate a little further. So there should be not only no cost to our residents, but there should be some small financial gain in the future. If everything works out, and everything has been working out very well. Also, the county, any grants that they have received are recipients of related to these functions will be transferred over to the IWMA as well, so that, the IWMA will be able to utilize those funds to support the county area. Other than that, I'm very pleased with this. I think it's a great outcome. Ultimately, the IWMA is a much better place. As you recall, the second amended and restated JPA of 2022, required the IWMA to focus on those things mandated by the state, which I think makes the IWMA leaner, more efficient, and less controversial. One of my greatest pleasures is in where the IWMA has come in the last couple years is we have reached the point of boredom. We've reached the point of being boring. And that's where we wanted to be. You know, the IWMA had a little scandal a few years ago. All of that's been worked through. We went through this whole divorce with the county and remarriage, changing the IWMA or changing the joint powers agreement. And we're back to being competent and boring. As evidence of that, the 2024 meeting calendar has been adopted, and there will only be 9 meetings this year. And I hope to get that we will see us ultimately get back to 6 meetings a year every 2 months. We have a great new executive director, great staff, and everything is running well. The IWMA is accomplishing its mission on behalf of all the cities and all of the CSDs in the county. So I'm just very pleased that the county itself is coming back to join. I think it's, for them, it's even more beneficial because their ratepayers would have faced paying 8.1% on their garbage bills for a county fee. So they are actually by far the primary beneficiaries of this move. But I think it's good for everybody, and it represents good governance. And so I'm very pleased, and if you don't mind, I'd like to make the motion to approve this rejoinder agreement on the part of the county rejoining the IWMA.
We will absolutely make sure you get to do that. And thank you very much for your leadership. It shows. And glad things are boring now. Any other questions?
I have one question, and it's probably for my colleague as opposed to Ryan. And that's, could you remind us, Councilmember Bourbeau, about what percentage of the trash, the waste handled by IWNA comes from the county areas that are not represented by the community service districts that separately have a seat that they
right.
share on the board?
That's a good point to make because it relates sort of to the county ending up with one seat.
Mm-hmm.
When this was created years ago, the county, like on other boards like SLOCOG and APCD, had 5 seats, one for each supervisor. And that makes sense. The county unincorporated area is about 40% of the population in most things. but or even over 40%, but in relation to trash hauling, because these other community services districts, all of the big ones, are direct participating agencies in the IWMA, the county area that's not represented by those other CSDs is about 20% of the population, and an even smaller proportion of the trash, because in those unincorporated areas, they have very few commercial customers with any large trash volume. So the county, don't have a specific number, but I think it's around 15% of the trash volume. So they represent less population than the other CSDs who have one seat, and they represent less trash volume than, let's say, the city of San Luis Obispo, really more inclined along the lines of, let's say, what maybe the city of Paso would represent, and not that much more than what we would produce in trash. So when it comes to trash, the county is not what we're accustomed to seeing in these other areas. They're not a big player. They're not the big player in the room. They're just another player in the room, and that's why it, you know, was deemed appropriate for them to end up with a single seat.
Thank you for clarifying that.
All right, we'll go ahead and open up to public comment if there's anyone wishing to speak on this item. I'm not seeing anyone here in chambers. If there's anyone on the webinar that would like to, please raise your hand. I'm not seeing any raised hands. Anyone on the phone, Luke, that I'm missing? No? All right, going once, going twice. All right, we'll go ahead and close public comment and bring that back to Councilmember Borba.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to make a motion that council adopt the draft resolution to approve the county joiner agreement and allowing the county to rejoin the Integrated Waste Management Authority.
As your second on, as your alternate on that committee, I would be honored to second the motion.
We have a motion by Councilmember Borbeau and a second by Mayor Pro Tem Funk. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Borbeau?
Yes.
Councilmember Newsom?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Funk?
Yes.
Mayor Moreno?
Yes, ma'am.
Motion passes.
Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Betts. All right, we're moving on to council announcements and committee reports. This is where we as council let you know if there's something that we've been involved in that we want to give a very brief report on, and also the committees on which we serve throughout the county and within the city. Let each of you and our colleagues know if we have anything to report. So with that, I will start with Councilmember Borbeau.
Nothing else to report.
All right.
Things were pretty quiet over the Thanksgiving holiday, and I have nothing to report.
I have nothing to report.
I had a mayor's meeting in Morro Bay, and Mayor Wixom brought somebody from the, I forget the actual name, but I'm talking about the otters and in the bay and the importance of the otters to the kelp bed, and it was just extremely interesting, so I want to thank her for that. And a little thank you note from one of the schools that I forgot a few weeks ago. They had the students come in and got to speak to them. And they always love sitting at the dais. If any of you ever had kids come in here. And, of course, we have our very own council member here, ex officio. So it was always fun to speak to the kids. And with that, we will move on to any individual determinations, which I don't have any on the agenda. Are there any, which I do not know? I'm not seeing any. So we are going to go ahead and recess to our closed session, recess to closed session as we adjourn this open portion of our meeting. And with that, I'm going to ask our city attorney if you would let the public know what we are going to be in closed session regarding.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, members of the council. Closed session is indicated on the staff on the agenda is existing litigation, Newton v. City of Atascadero. The case number is listed on the agenda.
Thank you. Are there any members of the public wishing to speak on this item? Anyone in the webinar? I'm not seeing anyone in chambers. In the webinar, you can raise your hand, let us know. I'm not seeing anybody, so we will go ahead and close public comment. And any announcement of any reportable action will be that is taken at closed session that will occur after the recess of the regular session will be made at the beginning of the next regular city council meeting, as the closed session is not recorded or videotaped. So we will now recess to closed session and see you all next month.